Now, how is welfare trying to fight this policy before it's introduced in January of next year?
Well, throwing up our hands in the air didn't do much hard work. So what we did is collectivised a group of people in the legal, medical and social security field. And what we've been doing is collectively lobbying the government, specifically some crossbenchers like the Nick Xenophon team, to try and get some sense through on what is an absolutely senseless piece of legislation. I'm very happy to say we have had a small win, which is rare in our corner of the world, with the government disallowing the motion that would have disallowed people with a disability caused by drug and alcohol to receive the pension. They would have been moved on to Newstart. So thankfully that is going to stay as it is right now.
Now, if the campaign is unsuccessful, and we really truly hope that it isn't unsuccessful, that you guys are successful in what you're doing, and it makes it through Parliament, what is Welfare's plan to help those people affected? Is it going to turn into more of a support service?
Yeah, that's right. So on our website at the moment, it's mainly geared towards campaigning and lobbying. But should the worst happen, we're also have a support service available. That's health support and legal information. So we have a small legal team that will hopefully expand, if the worst does happen, to provide that information to people who may be randomly or not so randomly selected to participate in these trials.
Now, in your opinion, and being someone who's working very closely with the situation, why is it that the government is insistent on treating people with drug and alcohol addiction problems rather than treating them like a health problem? Why are they treating them kind of like social problems, do you think?
It's incredibly difficult to try and get into the mind of Mr. Porter. It could be just a lack of information, but I know that people in the field are trying to work and trying to provide evidence and research and their medical experience to say this is very much a health issue. And what this bill doesn't do is distinguish between people who use drugs and people who are having addiction issues. So we're just pushing people out to the most vulnerable part of our society. And in the end, this could end up costing us even more because they don't have any net to turn to. And I'm just flabbergasted to try and understand what the logic behind this is.
Now, thankfully, we were talking there before, the proposal of the Senate to take away the disability pension from people with long-term drug and alcohol addiction, was denied. With the move that we're seeing now towards drug testing for welfare recipients, do you think that the government will try and propose something similar to this in the future? Do you think that this is just something that will eventually be worn down? Is it going to be a persistent fight?
I would hope that the message got through loud and clear from institutions like St. Vincent's Hospital that were so vocal on this issue, that said these are people, you know, that have been clinically tested to have issues. So if the government tries anything similar again, I don't believe we'll be seeing a measure quite like that. But we do know that we now have the Social Services Legislation Amendment Welfare Bill to contend with, and that has a lot. It's very dense and there's a lot of problematic content available.
Now, see, to me, sitting here kind of outside of the situation, it seems common sense to take the money that would be spent on drug and alcohol testing to then deny people their welfare payments and deny them government assistance, and take that and funnel it into healthcare programs and to funnel it into addiction studies and really helping these people with health issues like addiction rather than kind of punishing them for it. It seems common sense, but obviously it's not. Now, if listeners out there kind of share the same views as some of us here in the station do, and obviously you guys do at Welfare, how can they get involved with the campaign? What can they do?
If you'd like to get involved with the campaign, the first place to start is going to the website Welfare, that's welfair.com.au. If you're like me, you like common sense policies, but you also like a good pun. So you can find out more about us and find out how you can begin lobbying and your elected officials and how you can get further involved with this ludicrous campaign.
What's the response been out there like so far to people who on the ground level who might be affected by these changes? Obviously, they're very upset, but is it an anger? Is it a concern? Is it a fear?
I would definitely say it's all three. More so a fear, because there are some people, as we know, that use cannabis medicinally, and these people are going to be in the direct firing line to lose their benefits. And there are some measures that people might not be aware of. So if you do test positive once, you're subject to further testing. But then you'll be your ability to use money will be taken away from you, as will the ability to buy alcohol, tobacco and pornography for a full 2 years. So we're putting people on this cashless debit card, which will just create even more stigma every time you go to the shops, every time you want to take autonomy on your life. But even more so, those cashless welfare cards are being created by a private company and being managed by a private company. So it just doesn't make even economic sense.
And I think if we let something like this happen, we'll see something very similar to the food stamp situation in the United States, where people would kind of start underground operations, then selling food stamps, and there'd be this whole black market style operation happening on our own front door. And it just seems a little bit nonsensical, in my opinion.
I would hate to see what comes after this, because this is a new low even for, you know, our Conservative government.
It's going to be the next Underbelly series. I can see it now. Naveena, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.